Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Our good friend Kathy Perry's back. She's one of the top social media experts in the galaxy. She is the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. And we always have fun when she's here. We always get smarter. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be with you today.
Good to have you back. That's Kathy with a K, by the way. Kathy, one of the things that we've been hearing a lot about for a long time, years now, is this idea of getting a website to be sticky. Now, I think most everybody knows what that means. But just in case, tell us what being sticky means and how do we make that happen?
Well, it's very important to try to get people to come back to your website. And one of the challenges is, you know, people hop on and they look at your site and then they're gone. And they're not staying around very long or they don't come back. So what you're wanting to do is create an environment where they'll stay a little longer and then come back to visit. So sticky, you know, just means that. It's just having them, you know, want to come back to your site.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of different things that you have to do to make that happen. It's, you know, people get bored quickly today. And they're, you know, our
short attention spans. teeny tiny little attention spans.
Very, very little. And so, you know, they're quick to say, oh, that site doesn't have anything I need. It's not very interesting. And so what we have to do is we need something different or unique or, you know, offering value is so critical and it needs to be fresh content. Navigation needs to be easy. So there's a lot of things that, you know, need to be involved in a website. Mm-hmm. And the social experience as well.
So the idea is for the experience to be such that it's it makes people want, well, for one thing, you gotta be relevant to them. In other words, you don't need to try to be sticky to somebody who doesn't care about what you're talking about. If you're in the knitting business, you know, an extreme athlete's probably not going to be interested in your knitting website. So you got to stick to your knitting, so to speak, right?
And focus on
the things that you're really good at and be relevant to the people that you want to be relevant to, but really focus on them. But stickiness today is not like stickiness that I would have talked about 10 years ago, is it?
No, everything has shifted. And the other thing is your website design, the responsiveness of it is important to support all the different mobile platforms and devices that are out there as well, because so many people are in the mobile, they're doing their checking and checking your website, and they're doing almost everything now from either their iPad or their iPhone or some tablet. So certain older websites you can't even view on in that environment. So that's a real critical element. Having your messaging be an ongoing strategy.
Can I stop you for a second? I want to land on this mobile thing for a second, and I want to stick in something that I've been saying for a long time, and I think you'll agree with me. If you're a small business, you don't have to have a mobile app developed for your website, but you have to have a mobile site.
Yeah.
A mobile app and a mobile site are not the same thing. A mobile site just means it converts your main page into the essence of it, into something that works and fits and comes up quickly inside the small window of a smartphone, that's a mobile site. It's less expensive to build, and everybody needs at least a mobile site first. If they get a mobile app, that would be step two. What do you think?
I agree. Well, your mobile website is really just them being able to view you in the platform that they're using, where an app is really more about how do I continue to provide value to my existing customer base because they're opting in to a mobile app, and then you're on their phone. But that's to, create a different experience.
Right. But that's the way you transfer stickiness.
It is.
You mean you might be sticky on your main website, but if people ever want to get you on your same customers want to get you on their mobile site, then you have to have a mobile. You have to have on their smartphones. You have to have a mobile site, and that's being sticky over there too. We're gonna take a quick break. Right back with Kathy Perry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.